I was unprepared for fame. Then every... Are you guys fucking for real?
Yo, you didn't catch it. Y'all coming after
me. Yo, y'all didn't catch it?
I was literally about to sing and you said, are you guys so fucking for real?
You were supposed to start already.
You were supposed to start. Now we got to redo it. Now everybody knows we're fuck-ups. I can't get one episode right. Not one.
Oh my God, he just started.
Not one. Not one. All right. Stop. Everybody shut up. We're doing this right. You better come in at the right time.
Everybody.
No, no, no. Why are you doing it now? Why are you doing it now?
Duh.
I was unprepared for fame. Then everybody knew my name. No more lonely nights. It's all for you. Yes. Beautiful. Like little baby angels. What up? Welcome to another episode of Gritty Knows Best. Now listen, I know the last episode, and probably the first one too, there was a lot of complaining. A lot of complaining about the podcast itself, but today is going to be different. Okay, I still have some of the regular crew from the last one, but today we have an addition. The whole band is here today, all right? And we're going to be taking a break from me complaining. Actually, we probably won't be, but we're going to try to. So today, on this episode, we have Maurice.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your boy Mo.
Maurice, please lower your FaceTime. Okay? Make sure all your electronics are on silent today. Because we all remember how it was last time.
I got you, bro. I got you.
Now, we also have Justin, the artist formerly known as Simfuckus. And I'm so glad we have this man today. So glad we got, he carved out time out of his very busy schedule. Very, very busy schedule. We have Andre Hopkins.
Thank you.
The greatest. The greatest of all Hopkins. There are many Hopkins in this world, but he is the greatest of them all.
Thank you.
So today we're going to be shooting the shit. All right, we're all under quarantine, and that's kind of going to be the topic of the day, I guess. We're together via FaceTime like we are many days. All right. We've all been keeping in touch through FaceTime very consistently as of late. So that's been a good part of quarantine is that, you know, all the friends are connecting, you know, and getting on each other's nerves over FaceTime. We can still see each other. We can still see Justin, who constantly has strokes on camera, constantly falls asleep, just
like yesterday,
is a madman.
For real,
yeah,
man.
Gets drunk on the camera, falls asleep, and apparently, let me ask you, because before we started the podcast, you had a message for 13-year-olds. What was the message? I want to know what that is. Enlighten us. Let's all be quiet because apparently he had a message. He said, "What? How did he start that sentence?" For all the 13-year-olds, so let's hear what you got to say.
I said, this podcast is going to get raw. So then, I said, all 13-year-olds, don't listen. Turn us off.
Why did you specifically pick 13-year-olds? Is that something that you...
Is that your lucky number?
Is that,
Because they're like PG-13.
First of all,
When did that happen?
Yeah, when did that happen? We're on the third episode. We don't know what this is. Second of all, who's this we? This is Gritty Knows Best. You all are replaceable. This is about me.
God damn.
Did you not hear me on the first episode carry it myself?
It's like that?
Carry it myself. You're replaceable. Carry it myself.
You didn't know he was replaceable?
Oh, shit.
Drake, tell him.
She thought you was Beyonce. You play some real shit. One snap and you're out of here.
You
buddy.
Don't think I get another guy or pro Jerry on the fucking line in 2 seconds?
You know how easy that is to find? Just one man a block.
Oh my god. Easy to
find somebody or pro Jerry. I will get Adelia Rose on this podcast quick. Okay, is that her name?
Yeah.
Adelia Rose.
First of all, she's like 7.
Well, listen, apparently. I guess that's too low for you, but wait till she turns 13, I guess, right? So, listen, I don't want to know why you handpicked 13 years as an age.
It just popped into my head.
I bet it did. I bet it did. Okay, so let's move on from that, because I don't want to be associated with all that. I want to know how everybody's quarantine is going, because, you know, honestly, we're on the phone all the time. But do we really know how each other's quarantine is going? Do we really know? What about when? What is that?
Hey.
Did you have to, like, a fucking dragon or something? You heard that?
I just realized I was about to be, I got a lot of stories, so, yeah.
Okay, well, refrain from sucking air into the microphone. God, this is unprofessional. God. Anyway.
It's entertainment.
Anyway. You know, do we really know how each other's quarantine is going? I want to know about the deep, dark depths of each other's quarantine, okay? First of all, I do want to know about how everybody is getting... This is how I wrote in my notes. How everybody's getting their nut off during quarantine, okay? Now, Dre, we're going to start with you. We're going to start with you because I know... For a fact that you are like a bull over there. Your balls must be so blue. They must be ready to explode. Because you're the one that really constantly discusses how pent up you are. So let me ask you. How are things going with codename Trish? We're not going to give his real girlfriend's name out there. But the beautiful Ivory Queen, Trish, who we all love.
Well,
how are things going with that? Because she does live very far away from you.
Yes, she does live very far. So, right before the quarantine.
Right.
You know, we didn't know. No one knew how bad this was going to be.
Nobody. Except the government. Except the government.
Yeah, fucking assholes. she was at my house for like a good almost a week, right?
Right.
And then the week before that, she was at my house.
So that's when she got so drunk, she didn't know where her head was.
Right? She didn't.
I remember that.
She wasn't really that drunk, though, to be honest. Yes, but
she didn't know where her head was.
If you spend enough time on her, you'll figure out that's really most of the time.
Saying that's normal.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, so she was over at my house for a good while. But
So constant fornication, you're saying? Constant banging.
Yeah.
Endless.
I don't know about endless, but you know, I need to rest. But so then the day before, I want to say they did the whole lockdown, the shutdown shit.
Right.
She was like, oh, I'm going to go to our other friend's house in Queens because she needed work to be done. She's a college student. Our other two friends are college students.
Right.
So she went over there to study with them and get their work done.
Right.
But just so happens, that was the day that they shut down the city.
Well, but she wouldn't have stayed with you anyway.
Huh?
She wouldn't have stayed with you anyway, though.
She would have had to go home for like 2 weeks.
But she would have to go home, though, right?
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, so I'm saying, how is it now that she's home for these 2 weeks?
Well, yeah, I'm getting to that. So we could have had an extra 2 weeks together, but she, you know, she's a college student, so she stayed. So. At that time period was bad for us because it was like every day we was having sex and then it just stopped.
Now it's just dry.
Yeah. And recently it's been terrible.
Well now my question is terrible. So how are you compensating for this? Now well, I do know that Trish enjoys erotic novels, right? So are you whispering sweet nothings into her ear about what you're going to do to her when you finally see her, about how pent up you are, how aggressive you're going to be when you see her, or are you going to be delicate? I don't know.
No. I've been talking so crazy. Like, I've never
can imagine.
Been, like,
a demon. Like a sex demon.
Yes. I'm a very nasty person, but this quarantine has made me even nastier.
It's even worse. Yeah.
I've been talking so crazy.
And I'm sure she loves it.
Thanks. Yeah.
Because I brought out a poem. Too. I brought out a poetry book in my house, right, that I didn't like. And she immediately read it and realized that it was all about sex, and I had no clue.
Yeah, she loved it.
She loved, yeah, she took it, right? Yeah. Took it home.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm taking this shit.
I don't think she finished reading
it. And we never got to see that stupid movie, right? When Worlds Collide, what is it called? Fuck Me or Leave.
After.
Yeah, that's the only part I remember. She's like, Fuck Me or Leave. So, wait, did we say her name?
Yeah. No. Trish. You said Trish.
I didn't say her real name just now? Trish. Oh,
you
Lord.
Never said her name.
Oh, okay, I have to look back. I feel like I said her name. Okay, anyway. So you've been talking dirty to Trish, and Trish has been talking dirty to you.
Yeah.
You guys have been having phone sex?
Yes.
A lot of phone sex.
Yes.
How many times a day?
How many times a day?
How many times approximately, I say.
Oh, well.
Give a guesstimate. I know she's working.
This week has been a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
Now, if this in fact lasts a long, long time, a couple months, right? Are you finally going to break? Are you finally going to say, fuck it? Go over there and give her the business.
Yeah, she...
Fuck what her mom got to say. You're in there.
We talked about this the other day.
Okay. What was
she
said?
Was like, yeah, if this shit, because we were talking about how they were projecting it to last till next spring. Mm. And she was like, oh, yeah, if this shit is lasting the next spring, like, I'm eventually going to say, fuck it, I'm coming over there.
She's safer than you, though. Like, you are way, because she doesn't really interact with anybody, right?
No.
Like, you have a lot of people in your house.
Yeah.
So, if anything, she's the one that needs to be worried. But nobody's really coming in and out, right? Like, everybody that's there is, like, there.
Yeah, everyone who's there here is here. But my
except
niece,
for you-know-who walked out without a mask or gloves on the other day.
He who shall not be
not going to drop names. But I think you guys are all right. So, if this... Give me the timeline. Give me the date that you know that it's going down if it doesn't get solved by this day. Or a timeline.
Honestly,
when are you gonna break?
I don't know if it's a day. It's just
like a month,
whenever we break.
June? If, what happened? What if it doesn't get solved till next October?
Well, my birthday's next month.
So you're going to look at some birthday sex.
Yeah, you need that birthday nut.
Her birthday is in September. So maybe not June.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like,
September,
we go a whole summer.
Or July?
So you're
saying you're going to cave in September?
Yeah, maybe. I'll give it until September.
I'll
maybe
give you
a little
September.
Earlier. But like September, the most. I think.
But
I
hear you. Definitely by her birthday.
Yeah.
Which is September what?
5th.
5th, okay. So everybody, Dre's definitely going to be there September 5th.
Oh, man. That's going to break before that, man.
Now, I've definitely had the opportunity to go and get one off, but as we all know, I think I'll discuss this on another podcast, that I did not take this opportunity, right? I definitely don't want to do that, but there's other reasons that I didn't want to do it, and that will be discussed later. Maurice.
What's up?
I asked you permission if I could say this.
Go ahead, man.
This is very riveting stuff.
What's up?
Now, you know, me and Justin, we'll get into what... Well, that sounded weird. What me and Justin are doing? We're not doing anything together.
No.
But Maurice introduced us to something that we'll talk about in a minute.
Yeah.
Maurice has decided that for some reason this is a good time to get into to order prostitutes.
Yeah. Perfect time.
Why the fuck would you stick your penis, or not even stick your penis? Why would you get in the vicinity of a fucking prostitute? You don't know who she is. You don't know where she's been. Why do you feel the need to get mouth to mouth? Well, I hope you don't go mouth to mouth.
That's nasty.
Nose to nose with a prostitute, not not saying because she's a prostitute, but I mean, she's probably been around many mm-hmm. people. Is it that bad?
For me at the moment, I usually like to get boxed fairly often. So when this coronavirus hit and I realized, oh shit, I'm gonna be out of ass for a good minute. I thought about it for a good second. I was like, yo, I did all the math in my head. I was like, honestly, I'm in a small town. It's not like New York City. We have prostitutes here in the city, but they're not like New York City prostitutes. They're not seeing as many
clients
there's not a line of niggas just waiting for that. You know what I'm saying?
But there may be one with coronavirus.
So I figured so many people be worried about even being around somebody during this time that they're not thinking about I need some ass.
You're saying you're the only one? You think
I'm not saying I'm the only you're one, thinking but I'm saying that the numbers
chances are low. Dwindle. You're thinking so this girl's not getting much action, so you're safe.
Not that I was safe, but being that we didn't have any numbers, we didn't have any cases up here.
In your town?
In my town at the time. Now we have cases.
Okay. Well, it does take 2 weeks, I think.
It took 2 weeks. So it was just maybe about 4 days into the announcement. And I was like, damn.
Because you first of all, not only did you look for a prostitute very recently, you actually did, in fact, engage in sexual activity with a prostitute during this very weird, horrific time.
Got a nice discount. I smashed her.
It was a nice Italian lady, right?
Nice
Italian
lady. It was an
old Italian lady.
Yeah.
And you said she taught you some new tricks.
See, Jesse said that's what she taught me, new tricks. She ain't teach me nothing.
Did she lick your ass?
What are the tricks?
Yeah, what kind of new tricks? Oh, I thought you said it was new tricks.
So did you teach her something?
I always teach my women stuff.
You taught this old Italian lady a trick? What did you teach her?
Man, I got her on the sideline. You know, I had her on her side. She was an older lady. You know, probably.
Tell me this old lady never had her on her side before?
No, I'm not saying she ain't having her side. I was doing a little circle motion. You know what I'm saying? I was doing that little circle motion when you take your hips and you move around in a circle. So I was, hitting with that. Before.
That was new to her.
I don't know if it was new to her, but I made it.
You said she gave you a discount, the Corona discount?
I got the Corona discount.
Just in case you get anything, 50%. How much was the discount?
Usually when you, it's usually about 120.
An hour?
Depending on the person,
120 an hour?
Yeah, 100. Yeah, yeah.
And you got what?
I got 80.
Wow, look at you. And you taught her new tricks.
I'm not taught new tricks. So,
I mean, that was like a month ago, right? So you're obviously fine. Yeah, it was about a month and a week ago. Yeah. How come you didn't just hit her up again?
She didn't do all the things I liked.
What did you want her to do?
I wanted to slap. She couldn't suck dick for a long period of time.
How long you want to suck your dick for?
I want my dick sucked on a nice good time, man. You know what I'm saying?
She's a prostitute. She's not your fucking girlfriend.
She was gagging too much. She was you know what I'm saying?
Too much spit?
No, not enough. It was, it's big. You know, sometimes when you big, shorties don't sucking on it for too long. You know, some chicks don't like it.
Right? So you didn't like the head?
No, I didn't like the head. She she was into anal, smash her anally.
Oh, wow. All for 80 bucks, huh?
Yeah, head, all anal, for 80 bucks.
Vagina.
With a condom, got the vagina, got the anal.
Got the full treatment, and you're complaining about this.
I'm just saying.
Sound like me now. Oh, she didn't give me head right. She couldn't suck my dick for 2 hours.
A big fucking.
Bro, she's a prostitute. She has things to do. Literally.
What are you talking about? Her job is to fuck. Yeah,
she
can't suck your dick for two hours.
I've
been with two other prostitutes that gave phenomenal head.
Right, but how long?
For a good 15-10 minutes. Even when they gave
Give you head for? 7 minutes? 8 minutes?
Nah, she would go about 3.5 to 4 minutes. That's not enough.
Listen, 3 or 4 minutes
that's
is
not
a while.
That's not enough.
What do you guys think about this? Is 3 minutes enough?
It's enough.
It's enough head time?
Nah.
To be fair, have you ever gotten head yet, Justin? So that's true. We haven't, you haven't experienced head, so you don't know. Now I will say,
trust me,
time,
I got a bitch for you.
The time I
then you
I,
could tell me if it was enough.
So we will have to set you up after the coronavirus to get some head.
Yes.
So that you can see if 3 minutes is in fact enough. You may be on Maurice's side. I'm saying, listen, she's a prosty, right? She's not here to be, it's not an all-night thing, all right? That 3 minutes. Well, I guess, I mean, listen, if you're saying 15 minutes,
listen,
she's going to suck.
I pay, when you pay
well,
for
well, listen,
price,
you may
I
have a point,
because
she's
going to
suck you off for 15
right?
minutes. That leaves another, what?
45 minutes.
45 minutes. Yeah, I mean, listen, you may have a point.
You know, so, if you're going for an hour and you're only willing to suck dick for like 4 minutes, 3.5 minutes tops, and you're not doing a good job and you're not getting that shit wet and like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you didn't get it wet? Just, now, did she give head without a condom?
With the condom.
Okay, I was about to say. Okay.
Now, mom.
What's
did
up?
Did she offer you more time for free?
Yeah, she did. She
so
did.
We
chilled
so
for a little
bit. So you keep hitting with
the
circle motion?
Weapon.
She liked the circle motion, so she gave you more time.
Yeah, she allowed me to. When my time was up, she's like, "No, no, no, you can finish. You can finish."
Oh, you didn't even finish in the hour. Look at this guy.
But that happens a lot.
Fucking marathon, man.
No, that happens a lot. That happens a lot.
I can't really finish with a condom on. I'll tell you that right now.
That's why. That's why it takes so long for me to like.
But you did finish with the condom on.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Had to finish it myself while inside, but
I got
to
take that thing off. Let it breathe.
And,
Mom. Dre, what about you? Can you finish with a condom on?
Nah.
Right? I don't know. I've never been able to finish with a condom on.
I mean, I have before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
I've never finished
too,
with a condom
but
on.
But it's harder.
It's like a whole, it's like just, a chore.
It's just me and condom.
Work.
We don't get along.
It's like giving Connor's a high five with a glove on. Just don't feel right.
Literally. Well, listen, I just hope. What?
Did she tell you to stay tonight?
No.
Oh,
none
Lord.
Of that. I would have never stayed.
Oh, my God. That's not good business.
Yeah, that is horrible.
People got shit to do. I mean, got school.
No. You don't want that.
She's more than a... She's not trying to get
in
a relationship.
If any chick ever said, yo, try to stay tonight, I'm going to think my life is in danger.
Now, I hope
because
you're being safe.
Because that means
safe.
Somebody's going to probably come in and rob me.
Her boyfriend's going to come and fucking jack you.
Yeah, like, oh, you can stay another 2 hours? No, I gotta go.
Oh, you're talking about
everything gone.
Prostitute or just a regular girl?
Not a prostitute.
Any prostitute. Oh. She said, like,
you said any chick. That's why.
Who, me?
No, he
yeah,
did.
Well, no, I said any chick, but I meant any prostitute.
Okay.
I said, yo, let's stay a whole night. But I'm done with all that, to be honest.
You done with the prostitutes?
Yeah.
Because of?
For right now.
Because of this whole thing?
I don't need it.
I just wish that you got the midget prostitute that I wanted to get you.
Yo,
she definitely.
Me too.
She definitely. I don't know, man. That was messed up. I mean, we're not gonna get. I mean, that wasn't a real story. But he found a. I think midget's the wrong term.
Little person.
I don't understand why you want little person. It sounds way more derogatory
does, right?
than midget.
It does sound worse, right? Really
but
does.
I was
like
gonna buy
say.
Him a prostitute that was a midget. Because, I mean, I don't want to do it, but he wanted to do it, and I wanted to hear about it. So I was going to pay for it, but she was a scam. And that's what you've been running into recently, right? A lot of scams?
There's a lot of scams. You know, when I was...
They just want the money, like, through Zelle or something, right?
Yeah, they want a lot of these chicks
want
to, like...
stupid. They think you're just going to send them the money early, and then you're not even, like, they're not even going to show up. Like, no.
Don't trust it.
Come to the house first. At least step foot in my house before I give you money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Give you half now and half later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I never ordered a prostitute. Swear to God. I would definitely say it on my show. So I don't know much. But I know that I wouldn't give money up front. You already know that. You don't give money for the haircut up front. Crazy?
That's
so
a
I
fart.
Hope you're being safe. That's all I got to say. But you say you're done with the prosties right now.
For right now.
Now, me and Justin, Mo put us on to wrap up the sex topic real quick.
You're welcome.
Me and Justin have been frequenting
a
little website called Chatterbait. For anybody that, you know, may be interested in this type of deal, okay, me and Justin have been frequenting Chatterbait, which is a great site. You know what? You know, like, let me tell you. So Chatterbait is... one of the cam sites, and honestly, I've looked at a few. It's like the best one.
It really is.
It's the best one. I've seen it Cam really Soda. I've seen Cams R Us. All mm-hmm. the fucking Cam sites.
Candy Cams.
Candy yep. Cams. Camomania.
Pornhub's webcam sucks as well.
Does it? Like, oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen they had it for horrible. Free. Yeah. But Chatterbait is where it's at, man. If anybody's looking to watch some cam shows, Chatterbait's where it's at. Maurice put us on a Chatterbait, and we have been maniacs. Now, the funny thing is, did I ever fucking jerk off to Chatterbait? I don't even, maybe once. I just like watching it for some reason.
Did you jerk it like the first night?
No.
Definitely no, he didn't do it.
The first night, I watched that girl make macaroni and cheese
and talk with her shirt off.
She didn't even get a vibrator or anything.
I loved the damn thing.
I loved it because it was like watching a podcast with a naked girl, and she was just wild. She was just like a wild personality. Like if she was boring, I wouldn't listen to her. She was talking about politics and stuff. It was just a fun watch. See, I maybe jerked off once to twice, maybe to Chatterbait. I just like watching it for some reason. And I know Justin shares the same sentiment.
So you just have it on in the background?
Yeah, I haven't had it on recently. Like, I feel like I will probably get into this another day, but I feel like I've been really not into porn as of late. Same. I did watch some today, but I didn't bust a nut to it. I haven't really been busting nuts to porn. To be honest, I did tell Justin this, that the last time I did really let one off, it was not to porn. It was just like of a regular picture. It was not to porn at all. It was just some regular
picture since I was in
the like I'm in the fucking 40s. You know, like I'm in prison.
That's a little
getting a picture.
I was just about to say like you're in prison.
You know, like I'm in like in the Navy or something, just getting a letter with a picture in it.
Now, so, me on the other hand,
you're a maniac.
Maniac.
You know, my favorite site used to be XHangXX.
Horrible
site. Best site. It's
like
a great
it.
Site. I don't know what like you mean that. By horrible. Justin
that.
Is right. It was,
I don't like
a great
that.
Site.
Now, since Mo introduced me or us to Chatterbait, I haven't jerked off to that site.
To NXXX.
Yeah,
and you know what it is? For me at least, I've been getting way off of the guy on girl, and I've just been looking at, well, I've watched some guy on girl, I can't lie, but I've been watching more just girl solos. So that's why I've been on Chatterbait.
The personality of the chicks is just interesting.
The personality of the chicks, there's not many that I found, like two or three that I find interesting, but that's more what I watch it for. It's just like a whole, like a variety show. Not just like the toy stuff.
And just like you, I have it on in the background.
Yeah, I'll have it on in the background while I'm working or something. Yeah, just watching it.
Stuff and it's just on.
Just watching Chatterbait. I mean, it's more interesting than a lot of shit on TV.
Yeah.
Especially if it's these girls that talk shit.
I just love hearing a chick talk about a conspiracy and playing with
while
a
she has
it,
a,
it's just
while
something
she has
about
a dildo
that
inside
is
her.
Like fascinating.
She has a jackrabbit. Is that what they call them, jackrabbits? I forgot what they call them. There's many toys, but it's a great site, and you can give them money for little acts. We haven't given Justin his tokens for his birthday yet. He just had a birthday, and me and Maurice were supposed to give him tokens so he can spend on his favorite cam girl, Polly.
Yes,
shout out to Polly.
Might probably give him some tokens tonight.
Polly and Lily Pilly
and Polly. Oh, you still on Lily Pilly?
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something about Lily Pilly. She's hot, but she cannot dance. She dances in all her things. Oh my God.
No,
I've never seen worse dancing than Lily Pilly.
I can't dance, but that bitch just scares me.
Oh my God. The dancing is horrendous.
I mean, she's white, so.
Yeah, she is white. She is white. Full. So dancing is not a strong suit. But I know why Justin likes her, because she dresses up in like the fox ears and all that stuff. So we've been on Chatterbait. I did want to move on from the sex topic real quick. Well, forever right now for the rest of this episode. I think people may have had enough of hearing about that. I did want to talk about real quick. What are you laughing at? Say it. No, say it.
No,
you laughing at my broadcasting?
No, go ahead.
Have I said you know 1,000 times?
No, you
So how am I doing so far? You know, I am I doing the you-knows? Am I doing the fucks and the shits and the bullshits too much?
No, you're good. You know, I just
because we had a whole episode about that. Don't get me started. You know what? Let me get started. You know, hold on, because I forgot in the last episode to air my I was in such a mood. I was in such a mood last night, Dre, about the podcast and how I didn't like it. Right? Yep. I was very upset, like really, really upset. So I forgot that I was upset about something else that really pissed me off with these two idiots.
Is it the thing you were supposed to tell me yesterday?
No, what was I supposed to tell you yesterday? I don't remember.
I don't know. Something happened, and you were saying you was going to tell me on the podcast.
No, I think it was that I didn't like the first podcast. But we're over that now. I'm letting it go. Trying to be zen. Let it go. Let it go. All right, Elsa.
Whoa.
These two idiots, these two clowns, right? I'm pissed off last night. They got me, you know, so I get an Xbox, right? This is one thing I've done during quarantine is get an Xbox. I'm not very proud of that decision. I haven't really played it as much, but it's there for when I need it, right? I literally haven't played Xbox in like, what, 6 years?
About 5 days.
No, I'm saying before that. 6 years?
I got
off the game, boys and girls. I threw the fucking Xbox 360 in the shed. Because I knew that I had to get my life together. So one of the first things I did, for me personally, I'm not saying this for everybody, was put the game away. Because that was one of the biggest things eating up my time. But now that I feel like I'm a little bit more balanced, which is actually probably not true at all, I got the Xbox back. So I'm playing, whatever, you know, a little bit here and there. These guys are busting my balls to get on every day. So they're mad at me for not playing Gears of War 5 with them, right? So they're big way of making me angry or getting back at me was they sent me a trophy that they got, right, Dre? No. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear anything from you right now. Nothing. Because I'm pissed that I had to wake up to this bullshit. So last night, this morning, right, after a horrible night, I had so much anxiety, I had so much hate in my heart I went to sleep with, right? I wake up, and I see a message with a trophy that these guys got to wave, that these guys completed Horde in Gears 5, which is an actual accomplishment. I've done it before. But here's the thing, Dre. Mm-hmm. I'm not dumb. You think I'm a jackass. When I played with Momo the other day, I put it on like a moderate level, right? Like not beginner because that's too easy.
Yeah,
I had it on medium or like modest or, you know, novice, whatever. So I know for a fact that when these two clowns got together, Maurice was like, oh, we'll put a little beginner. And now they want to act like it's an achievement to get to level 50 on beginner?
My
nephew can get to level 50 on beginner. It is so easy.
First of all.
Okay, do it yourself.
Bro. You over there? Now it's me and him right now because he came at me. When me and you played and I made the thing, I put it on regular mode, and it was already starting to be easy because we started setting up our guns and we started setting up the barriers. It was already starting to get kind of easy after a while, so we stopped at level 36. For you guys to try to rub it in my face that you made it to level 50 on beginner, that's like showing me a bronze medal and asking for a fucking celebration.
But did we not get the medal?
That's like when the kids, you know, they're like, hey, check out this drawing. And it's like a dot. You know, it's like a fucking squiggle. And you're supposed to just be like, oh, I'm going to frame this.
Maurice, you know what that's like?
Go ahead.
That's like you winning a 50-yard dash in the Special Olympics with a whole bunch of kids in the fucking wheelchair. That's what that sounds like.
Listen. I'll talk about the Special Olympics because me and Justin have both been there. And I lost in the Special Olympics. I'm not even lying about that, by the way. This is not a joke.
I did good in my Special Olympics runs.
I can't run. That's why they put. If I would have wrestled, beat the shit out of everybody. Actually, probably not. I was like,
listen,
four.
When Mo started a game, the difficulty never crossed our minds.
That, you know what? Of course it didn't. Of course it didn't.
Hold on. The achievement says any difficulty.
Okay, but this is the world we're living in now, where you get a medal for just about fucking anything.
Hold on, but do you have it?
Do I have what?
The achievement.
Bro, I played Gears 2, and I beat Horde on hard.
But do you have it for Gears 5?
No, I don't need it for Gears 5, because I did it on Gears 3.
But it's a total different game, different setup, skills involved.
Honestly, if you want to have this argument right now, we can have it, because Gears 3 had less fucking, you didn't have as much items as you could in Gears 5. You have cannons, and you can set up barriers. In Gears 3, this is for all the video game, I mean Gears 2, this is for all the video game nerds, okay? You had to grab a fucking shield from one of your enemies, stick it in the ground, and you had all of your guns, and you had to grab guns from your enemies. This one, you could walk in the store and grab spike strips like you're the SWAT team, and you can have cannons, and there's all these different things. And you're telling me that that's harder?
It is harder.
The one thing I will give you is, the enemies are a little more treacherous, a lot more treacherous. They're very difficult. But on beginner, it's like, come on.
To be honest with you,
you guys are gonna bother me with this shit.
I understand your point. However, for a game where there's skills involved and there's all these new features,
oh my god,
it's better to know what the features are. Like, I would never.
I'm not saying you shouldn't have played it.
I wouldn't do anything without training.
I'm not saying.
Would you do anything
but
without
you
training?
You guys set me up. You guys texted me this to make it seem like, oh, I should have been on last night.
You should have been on.
Lit.
Yeah, that's it.
No.
That's all it was.
No. Because when I want to play Horde, I'm not playing on beginner. I'm playing on a actual level that it's difficult.
No.
Yes.
Listen, bottom line,
all right, Stone Cold. Listen, let me tell you something right now. You don't even play these video games.
I play now, dude. I play then.
You play now. Where the fuck were you when it was us real men sweating it out on the field against the Locust in Gears 2 with none of this fancy-smancy bullshit that you guys have in Gears 5 that I can remember, okay?
Listen,
and now you guys want to run. This is the problem, Dre. I don't care that they did it. They pick a night where I'm already pissed off, and they try to rub it in my face like I should have been there. You guys knew I was pissed off because I was already.
No, I thought you were sleeping.
I was sleeping. I was sleeping pissed off. I was sleeping in a pissed state.
You really are gonna have wrinkles when you get to like 35.
Right? I wake up thinking, okay, today's gonna be a good day. Today's gonna be fine. I'm not gonna kill myself today. And then I see this, ha ha ha, we beat Horde mode. No, you didn't beat Horde mode. You did not beat Horde mode. You beat a fucking tutorial. That's basically what you did. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't have done it. I'm saying don't rub it in my face when I'm the one, me, Michael, Devo, all these guys beat it on hard mode. I'm going to end it there because there's nothing you can tell me to convince me that you should have tried to rub it in my face. I'm getting off the video game topic now. Bye-bye.
Me and Mo have it and you don't.
Yeah, but you know what's funny about that? I have the achievement for Gears 2, and it actually means something. Because you know what? Let me tell you something right now. Before I get off this, I have real memories of me playing a hard game with my friends. You guys were walking around like nonchalant. Oh, we won. Yay. Oh my God. Wow. It's like you just ran across the grass and you get a fucking medal. All of you get a medal. Let me tell you something. That's not how life works. All right. You don't get a medal for participation. All right. And I'm saying this as somebody with a visual impairment. All of us have a visual impairment. I don't like this whole Everybody gets an award, okay? Do it on hard mode, then text me with a fucking, with a tongue out face and a ha-ha and all this bullshit.
Yeah, I accept the challenge.
You're going to do it on the hardest level?
We're going to do it on hard.
Yeah, do it on hard, and then I'll give you props. Now, I'm going to end this rant right now. And I'm going to finish this off with the next and last, one of the last topics. I did want to talk about shows real quick. Because everybody's kind of stuck in the house. And I know that everybody's been watching Tiger King, which was a lit show. You don't like it, Dre?
I'm not going to watch it. It's not for me.
It's a good show.
It's really good.
It's like one of those things where, like, I don't like everything that everybody watches, but I like that.
My old fire stick won't let me watch it.
You need to just get a Netflix account.
Yeah, just ask one of us for our passwords.
Get Mo. Get Mo's. All right. But besides Tiger King, what else is everybody watching right now?
Oh, well, Midnight Gospel.
No. That's what we're watching. Not everybody. I'm talking about what is the general public watching. Tiger King and something else, right? Is there another show that's popular? That's the only one I know is Tiger King right now. Yeah. What is everybody watching right now?
I don't even know.
Everybody's watching Tiger King, and I wanted to highlight Ozark.
Ozark is a really popular one.
Okay. Is that the one with Eugene Levy?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know any of these fucking shows.
V-Wars is a good one, too, but it came out a few months before.
What I do know is that I wanted to highlight some shows that we all been watching that I feel like maybe not everybody's watching. And I wanted to throw them out there in case anybody needed a little recommendation. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, first show is one that my masculinity may be in a question when I talk about this.
Nice. This is a great show.
It is a great show. But as soon as people hear about it, they're going to be like, oh, are you watching that shit? Are you gay? No, it's a great show. And that show is Cheer.
Yes.
Okay, it is about cheerleaders. But it's a great show, man. Like, fantastic. It really took me by surprise. I know that Justin fell asleep when I tried to show him.
Yes.
And Dre, you've never seen it, right?
Yes, definitely not.
Let me tell you about Cheer real quick, okay? Probably the best show I've seen on Netflix so far. All right, and I've seen Tiger King. It's a great show. I like Cheer the best. Mm-hmm. I've seen Jailbirds. I like Netflix documentaries. Tiger King's the exception because they use like back footage. They are doing a really good job at making it like a cinematic documentary. Like they make it like a movie, but it's like a docuseries. And I like that there's 6-7 episodes because I don't have time for 22 episode fucking seasons. Like you guys watching Flash and all this crap, which is like 30 episodes. I don't want to see all that. 6 episodes, take me home, baby. See you at season 2. But Cheer, if anybody hasn't seen Cheer, it's about cheerleaders, but it's not what you would expect. Am I right, Mo?
Nah, not at all. It really touches upon like the struggles of like just how humans. Hard it is.
The struggles of humans in general.
Exactly.
Not just like cheerleaders, but because like the whole thing is you find out about, obviously, what kind of show would it be if you didn't find backstories on these people and mm-hmm. they weren't amazingly hard and like, you know, inspiring. And that's what it was. A lot of it was they highlighted all these kids. Like, bro, how do they even get all these kids on a team? Like, all these kids had crazy ass stories.
Mm-hmm.
All these kids had fucked up stories, man. And it's like the ones that didn't, I guess they didn't show them, you know?
Yeah, there was a few kids in the background. I was really surprised when I saw the black girl with the dreads in the back
I don't remember.
What's her story?
But it was. That was the one thing I really liked about it was the backstory on the kids, you know, because some of them were just heartbreaking. Yeah. Like the kid, what was his name? Jerry.
Jerry, yes.
Jerry, where his mom dies, right? Mm-hmm. His mom dies of cancer. While she has cancer, she's putting him through cheer camp, or she's putting him through cheer, which is like expensive, I guess. Mm-hmm. She's putting him through cheer while she has cancer, while they're like homeless and stuff. She still finds a way to put this kid through cheer. And then she passes away.
Yeah.
And he's still cheering, which is amazing.
Yeah.
There's another one. Who was it? My favorite one.
Ladarius.
Ladarius was good too. But who was the other girl that I really liked? Her story was fucked up.
Morgan, the girl Morgan, that lived in
Morgan,
the trailer.
Yeah, Morgan. Her dad like left her and her brother in a trailer, and there was like a gun in there, and she was going to kill herself. It was horrible. Horrible stories. But then you see all these kids kind of make it through all that and make it into this like elite cheer group, this cheer in Texas. Mm-hmm. And then it goes into all that, and then it goes into like how crazy their practice. Like, you think about cheerleading, you think like, you know, like rah rah, like, you know, go team. Like, no, these people are flipping all over the place, breaking bones. That's like the whole show is them falling around and breaking their skulls and breaking arms and breaking legs. Like, once you get past the first episode where they kind of go into the backstory of cheerleading itself, bro, every episode somebody's getting swapped out, somebody's breaking a leg, breaking an arm.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed in with all the backstory, and then like, yo, these ladies and guys train so hard, man. I did not expect what I saw. Other thing I didn't like was Gabby's parents.
Yeah, treating her like a cash cow. Gabby being that her, she's known, she's a famous person in the community, and then on top of that, her family is definitely using her. You know,
they're definitely pushing her way too hard.
Yeah, I mean, she's mentally gonna.
She had like a breakdown in the middle, but I'm sure she's fine now. But yeah, they definitely pushed her hard. But that's Cheer. If anybody wants to see that, it's a great show.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica, my friend Jessica, knows a lot about it because I came to work every day talking about it, every single day, and she definitely questioned my masculinity about that. I don't think I cried during the show. I don't know if I cried. I can't remember.
I definitely
almost came to tears a few times.
I definitely teared up.
Other show, Dark Side of the Ring. This is more me and Justin. This is more me and Justin Speed. Okay, if you're not a wrestling fan, same thing as if you're not a cheerleading fan, you're going to like Dark Side of the Ring, man. It is ridiculous. It's not really about wrestling, but it's about the underworld. Not the underworld, basically the dark side of the ring, the dark side of wrestling.
The dark story.
The crimes. The injustices, there's the right, not injustice. Yeah, I guess injustices is the right.
There's some injustices, yeah.
Injustices, the just insanity that can occur in any entertainment, in any field of entertainment, right?
Yeah, that you don't hear about on TV.
Right, exactly. The stuff that happens in real life. So they talked about Fabulous Moolah, like pimping out girls, and you know, then the girl says she wasn't pimped out, but she explains a whole story about how she was pimped.
Yeah.
And she says she wasn't pimped out.
Probably had to pay her a lot of money.
So it's all about drugs and murder. You know, Jimmy Snuka killing his wife, apparently, allegedly, from what they said. But did they find him guilty?
No, because he's died.
Okay, so allegedly, from what they say, he's killed his...
No, because he went to trial, and the judge said he can't stand trial because he had, What did he have?
He had Alzheimer's?
Something like that.
When he definitely did not... No, he had all this. No, because Parkinson's, you just shake around, I think.
No, he had all.
They were like, oh, he had Alzheimer's while he's signing fucking autographs.
And then he died 2 weeks later.
Yeah. So, it's a great show. One episode I want to highlight, the best one. Okay. They're going to talk about Owen Hart, and they talked about Chris Benoit, which is a beautiful episode. The way it's shot is beautiful. They have like all these like reenactments that are done really well.
Yeah.
Like they do like it's like more in the shadows how they do it. They don't do it like, you know, they have the actors all in the shadows the whole time. So they go into Chris Benoit's story, two-part episode that's out for free. But they talk about...
The best story, in my opinion.
The best story?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
I don't know.
I got to watch a few more episodes on this.
Because to me, the best one is our boy, New Jack.
That was a fucking fantastic
And I wanted
episode.
To talk about that for anybody that may be interested in Dark Side of the Ring. I definitely recommend you watching the New Jack episode.
Great.
If you watch any episode. If you want to see.
I also recommend Bruiser Brody.
Bruiser Brody, I didn't finish it.
I love it.
Fabulous Moolah was great. They're all great. I'm going to put it that way.
Yeah.
The last one about the slap was tremendous. But talk about New Jack real quick. If nobody knows who New Jack is, which you probably don't, you need to check that shit out. He is a wrestler from, when did he start? Like 2004.
I think he was around.
Six.
I think on a documentary it said he was like 19 90s. Something.
Oh yeah, the 99, right? 97, like right?
93 or something.
Okay, I'm bugging. I'm bugging.
Yeah,
okay, I'm bugging. Not 92. Or maybe in Smoky Mountain, but that's irrelevant. I mean, I didn't mean to get into the trivial dates, but New Jack is the craziest wrestler of all time, if I dare say that. Okay.
You thought Jeff Hardy was crazy.
Yeah. Jeff Hardy's not as crazy as New Jack. If you want to see an episode, right, about a wrestler who sniffed a bunch of coke, jumped off a lot of balconies, stabbed people legitimately in the ring. Not like, oh, it's an angle. He stabbed him. No, this dude like legitimately pulled knives out of his pocket and stabbed dudes up. Sliced, you know, the mass transit incident was where he, you know, this not little kid, he's like a 17-year-old kid got in the ring and he basically
was
16 year old kid got in the ring and he beat the shit out of him. Cut his face up with a syringe, not a syringe, what do you call it? A scalpel. Slit his forehead from ear to ear. Blood everywhere. Beat the shit out of him with a toaster, a crutch, and made it. And that's the funny thing about this episode. You'll find out he gets off for everything. Stabbed the dude 9 times in the ring. Yeah. Got off for that. You know, so it's just a whole episode about his. It's called The Life and Crimes of New Jack, and it's just about that. The Life and Crimes of New Jack. So if you want to see anything crazy like that, check out Dark Side of the Ring, man. It's wild. So if you're looking for something to watch, watch that. We also are watching Midnight Gospel. I'm not going to get too much into that. All I'm going to say is Mo finished it, loved it. Refinished it?
Oh, my God. I have one more episode, but I love it.
All right, just to touch on it, it's by the creators of Adventure Time. Mm-hmm. And it's very, it's like a spiritual type of deal. You know, like they get into like, it's like with the art of Adventure Time, and they talk about like meditation and death and all kind of great topics that you really don't hear about in cartoons.
Yep.
But and Duncan, it's on Netflix.
Duncan
it's Netflix
Trussell and
the guy from Adventure Time.
I
don't know
who created Adventure Time, but I just call him Ward. Penn Ward.
Right. It's a great show for anybody that's into like meditation and all that stuff, or just into crazy cartoons. If you like Adventure Time, watch The Midnight Gospel, man. So that's 3 great shows that I recommend. That we all recommend, I guess, right? We've all seen everything except Midnight Gospel and Dre Didn't See Cheer.
Yeah.
So watch those. Now, what are we at? All right, we're at 52 minutes.
Well, I have one show that I can recommend real quick.
Is it Loving, what was it?
Don't say Love and Hip Hop.
Not Love and Hip Hop. It's the one with 50 Cent.
Basketball.
The 50 Cent show.
It's just a great movie.
I was
going
to say Love and Basketball. It's a movie. It's the one with 50 Cent.
For Life. I forgot about that show. I got to watch the last episode. I wasn't going to say that show because it didn't start during quarantine. This is a documentary.
Well, neither did. Not all of these started during quarantine.
Yeah.
I think Midnight Gospel was the only one.
That's true. You're right. But this show is a documentary. For all the basketball fans out there.
Oh, Last Dance.
Yes. Episode 5 and 6 came out today. I haven't watched it yet. It's on my TV currently, but I'm not paying attention to it. It's a very great 10-part documentary series about Michael Jordan and the 98 Bulls, his last season as a Bull, and all of the shit he went through. And then it touched back on, like, some of the stuff.
Yeah, management.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah. Very great show.
Is it a good show?
Good. Yeah. Even non-basketball fans will really appreciate the business aspect that it takes, like the type of mind you have to be successful.
Yeah.
Right.
You really need, like, if you really care about business, you care about how you should handle yourself in any media. Definitely need to watch this. It shows you professionalism to a perfection. It really does.
Well, I know two people that won't be watching it. Me and Justin.
Me and Justin will not. The show you was about to say for Life that I completely forgot about.
Another guy show. Goes to prison and he gets himself out.
Yeah, it's loosely based off the true story of Isaac Wright Jr.
Yep.
It's the prison and then
he
becomes a lawyer
convicted.
And frees himself.
Yeah, he's wrongly convicted of the kingpin charge with a crooked prostitutor and a crooked judge and everything. Prosecutor, I said.
I was about to say.
Prostitute, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I have prostitutes.
Might not be so innocent.
All right, listen, before we wrap this up, I'm gonna stretch this time a little bit because I did want to get into this, you know, so I'm breaking over the 45 minute rule already. Okay. I did want us all to share for a second. Can we all, are we all up for sharing or a little more?
Go ahead. What you want to know?
We talked about prostitutes and a lot, shared a lot today. I would like to know from everybody, well, anybody that wants to share, one actual, like one real negative for you about quarantine.
Oh, can I go first?
Yeah, you go. I already know you got blue balls.
No, not even that. So these past 2 days.
Right.
Well, it's been a little longer than 2 days now, but especially these past 2 days have been the worst. My sleeping has been absolutely dog shit.
Feel you, bro.
Yes.
So
mine has never been yesterday, good.
I went to sleep at 11 p.m., woke up at 1 a.m.,
oh,
and I
man.
Stayed up all night long till 9:30 a.m., and I was exhausted. I was so tired. I tried everything going to sleep.
You fell asleep before midnight and woke up at 1?
Yeah.
So you only slept an hour? Two hours? 2 hours?
Yeah.
Sorry, I can do math.
Nah, then at 9:30, I was finally able to finally get some real sleep. But yesterday, I went to sleep around like 10 and woke up around like 12:30. And then yesterday, I went back to sleep around like 11 and woke up around 2.
Mm.
Yeah, I've been doing the same shit. Horrible. Going to sleep at 9 at night or 9 in the morning. Sleeping like 2 hours, sleeping like 5 hours. But that's been me before quarantine, so I can't complain. I can't really say anything.
That's been me now, and it is horrible. Like
I agree with that.
I've been walking through the days. Like yesterday, I was dead all day.
I feel you, man. I feel you. Have you been out for the chicken chili cheese yet?
No, I didn't get a sweet chili chicken sandwich.
Oh, that sounds so good. I need to go back home, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna
go get one. Nah, I'm not gonna get one tonight. Yo, look at
the chicken. The chopped chicken vegan shoes. Yo, Mo.
What's up?
Negative.
It's been online studying for college.
Ugh.
I hate it.
God bless all the students.
I hate it, man. God. It's so stressful, man. It's so hard. It's so stressful.
You said one of your professors is basically like leaving you to the wolves, right?
It really is.
Don't give a fuck.
And I'm sure there's a lot of kids, but I checked my school and somebody told me that there's a lot of kids going for incompletes this semester.
Ooh.
And it's just not.
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah. It's really hard. And that and not getting a haircut.
Well, I can't complain because I'm a celebrity and I had a barber come to my house the other day.
You did, bro.
So everybody could see my sides. Very nice and trim.
But the school part has been hard. It's stressful. It's the most stressful thing I've experienced in a long time.
Going through school while you're going through this crap?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
Like, luckily this is it's all over. It's done. It's all over. School is done for me.
Is it? Because it's almost June. So this is it,
yeah,
right?
But this is it. Everything is May.
Yeah, he's in a SUNY.
You graduated?
I feel you.
When do you graduate?
I actually don't know. Maybe another year.
Okay. Justin?
I'm going to have to retake some classes. Cause
I feel you.
You have a negative?
My little sister, Janice, she's taking.
Did you just change her name?
Yes, I did.
I'm about to say, because I know you don't got no Janice.
I'm like, that's a white girl's name.
I'm about to say, I'm missing that one. You got a lot over there, but I'm missing
definitely
Janice.
Definitely changed her name.
Okay. Justin, you
she
got one?
She's taking an online class, too, and she got so... Yesterday, she was just like, I got so much work to do, I didn't even notice.
Lame.
And she,
feel bad for
she's
y'all,
on
man.
An internship. Continue, though, Justin.
So, basically, a negative for me is not going out.
Not playing Pokemon Go?
Yeah, you know I like to play Pokemon Go.
That's the fact. I feel him on that.
I can't see my friend.
Bitch, you go out.
I don't go out.
No, him. Maurice. He's talking about I feel you. Every time I call him, he's in the fucking car.
Yeah.
With a mask on. I'll get the beer.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear anything from you.
So yeah, I've been going out too. I can't hang with friends. I can't go to your house, Thomas.
No. You can't go to my house, which sucks.
Yeah. So that's basically significant for me.
And I know, Dre, you've expressed that you've gained a little weight.
Yes.
Damn, Mo, you just totally blew my fucking ears out.
My bad. I was just thinking about, like, yeah, he definitely gained weight.
Oh, damn, Mo.
Pre-quarantine, I was 217. I don't know how much I am now.
And I've managed to lose weight.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't eat that much anymore. I don't know why.
Because you don't want to buy food?
I buy food.
No, he bought food. He was.
I just bought like a bunch of.
He was at the grocery store.
I just bought a bunch of stuff like in bulk.
Amazon, yes, because you
bought a
bunch
of bars
and
stuff. Yeah, man.
It's probably because you ride your bike.
No, that's a good point.
No.
Yes.
That's a lot of calories.
That is a real good point. What I've been doing lately is I go on strolls at night.
Yes, to get a chicken chili cheese. So that's why you're gaining the weight. Justin looked at you so silly just now because he saw it.
I wasn't paying attention. But 2 days ago when you called me, I walked to Fordham.
Yeah, you were on the street for an
hour
looking for chicken.
I'm not talking about that day. I'm talking about when you called me when I was on the phone. I text you. I literally walked all up and down Fordham.
You mean Trisha.
Yeah, man. Come on. You just fucked. Now I got to edit this shit. Mo, please stop sucking in the mic.
I was about to say something.
But stop sucking.
The fuck?
You're killing us.
When I was on the phone with Trisha, I walked all up and down Fordham.
Do I have to edit her name out?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Fuck.
Yeah, just be...
You're giving me work. You're just saying that because you're not editing it.
It's just a little quick. But you love editing, so it's fun for you.
Not a podcast.
You do love editing.
Not podcasts.
Have fun.
Anyway.
You got like 15 minutes of this.
Yeah. I have to look for this in the...
It's at the end.
Yeah, it's right at the end.
It's like 57 minutes.
It's like an hour.
It's one little headache.
Bleep.
You know what? It's from someone who doesn't edit, I like that you're saying it's one little edit. I have... I don't know how many negatives I have to quarantine, but I think I expressed mine on the first episode, kind of. Just the regression from the positive things I was doing. But like I said before, it was happening before, so I can't really blame it on the quarantine that much.
Yeah.
It definitely did hike up the regression, though. It definitely did hike up like the whole, like everything that was going on. But I was making positive choices before. I just need to find that balance in my life. Anything positive? Before we wrap this, we're wrapping this up. We need one positive. One positive gem you can find from quarantine.
Spending time with God.
Spending time with God.
Spend time with God, honestly.
Nice. Damn. Came through with a heavy one.
Yeah.
Damn.
I've been working on my Instagram more.
Right. You have. Even before quarantine, you were.
Yeah, but now I'm doing more lives.
Right, and you want to plug
10,000!
Okay, Goku. The fuck? Do you have to interrupt Justin every time?
No, he interrupted you, not me.
Justin, you mind plugging your Instagram for everybody?
My Instagram is at RealJasonBiggest93.
Oh, okay. I just stepped all over. Do it again.
RealJasonBiggest93.
Now plug your OnlyFans and tell them what you're going to do on that. Yeah.
I don't fucking have an OnlyFans.
I thought you said you were going to make one.
No, that's Dre, not me.
Yeah, I got an OnlyFans.
All his pent-up sexual energy.
I was about to make an OnlyFans.
Well, we're waiting to see that. When you finally make your OnlyFans, we'll plug it.
You can speak for yourself.
Who, him?
I'm not waiting to see that.
Oh, well, I'm sure all the females are anxiously awaiting to see the Black Magician's wand. On
Black
the OnlyFans. Not Black Mamba. Dre, you got a... What, okay, Dre, you got a positive?
Yeah, my positive is... I feel like... Even though I've been very sex-deprived, I feel like my relationship has gotten stronger.
Wow!
Yeah.
Everybody
congratulations,
give it up for
man.
Dre. That's beautiful.
That's congratulations.
Are you saying that the
that's...
I like how nobody's clapping.
But
you all
Dre,
suck.
Can you elaborate on that?
Can I'm leading the show here. I was going to ask him that.
I'm sorry.
I asked for a clap, and I got nothing. No, not. There we go. I'm sorry. I forgot I had the drop.
Thank you.
That is so beautiful.
I didn't think we needed a clap, but okay.
You know why? Because I'm not even going to say what I was about to say. Just jealous, okay? Dre is in a flourishing relation. Look at him. Look at him. He's glowing. Is it the distance? Do you mean that you have to, like, is it like you have to speak more and, like, a, like, you know, talk more? Are you getting deeper because the only thing you could do is talk?
I mean, well, as y'all know, we've been friends for
years. Championing this relationship for many years.
Forever.
So, but yeah, it's, you know how, like, they say distance make the heart grow fonder.
I think it's absence, but like yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit of all that, like.
And she's in school.
When you're away from somebody for so long, you just realize how much you missed them.
Right.
How much fun you
had. And she's in school, so she has to do work and stuff. Yeah. Right? She can't really just be with you all the time.
What? Shut up.
Yeah. Stop interrupting us. Smoke your cigarette. I'm already over on time.
Go get cancer.
Oh, my God. Damn, this is breaking down. You know, I'm really trying to have a moment with Dre, a real Oprah moment. And figure out this relationship thing, and you guys are really shitting on it. I wish I could mute both of you. Dre, that is beautiful. Okay? They are just jealous. Well, not Justin. Maurice is just jealous, as you can see. He's stepping all over your shit.
Yep.
That is beautiful that you... Oh, my God. I've got to bleep that now. That you and Trish are getting closer together. Now, you know I love Trish.
Yeah.
And we are so happy that you two are together because we were championing that for years.
Yes.
So you think it's the distance that is keeping you guys or growing the relationship?
I think distance has something to do with it. But
are you getting deeper in conversation?
Huh?
Anything new coming up?
Yeah, some new stuff. And then like, we were just talking about our future.
Right. Little babies. I can't wait.
Well, we always been talking about that, but not
I'm
even.
I'm sure after
babies,
this quarantine, you're gonna be making them.
Probably.
But
congratulations!
We're just talking about like living together and stuff.
Oh, like, look at that!
Like
look
really
at,
getting serious.
Look at that!
Actually,
yeah.
Putting plans together and seeing like where we will move in together and stuff.
Trey, I just want you to know, if you buy a house, I'll buy you a half a couch.
Okay, we're not gonna get into that story today. We're not getting into that. Listen, on that note, we're out of here, baby. We went over time. What time is it now?
We're
at an hour and 8 minutes. All right, so hope you like the show. I'm not going to ask anybody for any final words because that might take another hour. So, again, everybody, be safe. Take care of yourself. Hug your family. Talk to your friend. Don't hug them too close. You might get coronavirus. Take care of your everybody. Contact. I do want to say that I am very happy that we all can spend time together on FaceTime and all these things. So, if anybody has any friends that they haven't contacted in a while, make sure you do that. Any cousins or some shit that you haven't talked to in a while, make sure they're not dead. You know, call them up and say, "Are you dead? Did you get coronavirus?" No. Well, I'm happy to talk to you now. Okay. Get closer to people. Be like Dre. Get closer to your significant others. Because it's important right now that we get as close as we can to each other without catching any diseases. Okay? So, be careful.
Call your grandmother.
Yeah, call your grandma. I got to call my grandma.
Just call.
I got to call my grandma, too.
Yeah, we all got to call our grandmas.
Oh, shit. My grandmother been beating my ass in thug life.
Oh, whatever that is. So, be safe. Wash your hands. Wash your ass. And hope you liked the show. If you did, let me know. If you didn't, also let me know. See you next time. Much love.